What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Support appreciated. As is Corey jumping on board for this last minute What's Cooking, thanks to the Auckland Art Gallery.
Kia ora.
You've got your art gallery story all prepared as well. You went to something pretty buzzy at the Auckland Art Gallery. You tried to show us your phone.
So like the last time I went to the Auckland Art Gallery, it was ages ago, right? Mm-hmm. Before this whole COVID pandemic. Nah, years business. Before that. Mm. 2017, there was like a mixed exhibition going on. And one of the people who I worked alongside doing Aroha Bridge, Simon Ward, he had done this like collab with Jess Johnson, and yes, I'm reading the name off my phone here because
still,
it's been some.
It's good if you can do that in a story, just facts. You know?
Hey,
yeah,
you're not talking to us; you're talking to the audience.
Right, of course.
You know, it's radio. They can't see what you're doing.
Can you stop making eye contact with Corey, please?
They can't see what you're doing. Just like off the top of the head, mate. And everyone's just like, wow, he's so smart. And he's
okay,
got a great
you're
memory.
In the art gallery.
I'm in the art gallery, and it's like this odd, like futuristic experience of all these like 3D models, right? And they're just cycling animations of people walking, but the models themselves have like no face, no like any other kind of features, just head, torso, legs, and they're all walking around, right?
Walking in one place or around?
Just like around like a 3D circle.
I see what you mean about trying to describe this now.
It is so difficult, but it was buzzy, right? If anyone's ever tripped out on acid before, you can just imagine this, right?
Yes, you can.
But I think after that, though, the same people, Jess Johnson and Simon Ward, they did another piece called Terminus, which is very much the same thing, but it was like a VR experience. So like you had to put on goggles. And
well, this is modern art.
And you were like just looking up, down, left and right, and it was so buzzy. I loved it.
Just there you go, decent reason to get excited about this membership that we've got up for grabs.
Yo,
we have an Auckland Art Gallery membership. Just to tie that in with your story, if you don't mind me.
Yeah, of course.
Should we just make it really easy if you're keen? 5395, name and a B card.
Plead your case, let us know why you got a B card, and et cetera, et cetera.
Now, Corey, this evening you are selecting some music for us. The brief was pretty short and snappy, just songs you like.
I think it was more along the lines of, hey, got any tracks?
You only have 20 minutes on top of the job that you have to do writing the news and reading it.
I've been chucking them all into a bit of a situation. It's a nice little mix.
Oh, yeah.
How does this these selections best describe, Corey?
Look, I mean, I moved up here to Auckland in like 2019 for a job. Mm-hmm. Still got that job now, thanks fellow employers. But when I did, like, I kind of knew that I was gonna like start collecting records, so like the selection of songs here kind of reflect the bands of the music of records that I was collecting right from the start.
Right on. Where should we kick off?
Honestly, just pick one and I'll explain the story.
All right, fair enough. Let's go with Donny Bennett, just because this cover, he looks like looks like probably a really good hugger.
Mate, Donny Bennett. Oh, Donny Bennett.
He's out of Australia.
He is.
Very famous Australian bass player, correct?
Yeah. Like his background is in jazz, but then he started doing like 80s like music. Sounds fantastic. Just give it a listen, yeah?
Okay.
Hmm. Yes.
Ooh. Turn that down, turn it up. There you go. Donny Benet.
Donny Benet.
You're back in the room.
Now, you,
we're getting a bit of love on the text machine regarding Donny Benoit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What are people saying about Donny?
Vote Donny Benoit for sexiest man in the world.
Best Absolutely. Mustache.
Obviously, in the Winter Olympics as well. Big shout out to Corey for being a legend on the Wednesday Drive News shift.
Ants.
Big love from Sam. Three love hearts.
Assuming that's Sam Smith being used.
Yeah, probably.
The reason he did those three love hearts is because he probably couldn't do one big love heart as well. So I wouldn't read too much into that.
Emojis are very restrictive.
Somebody's saying they have a B card because they can't afford an Auckland Art Gallery membership. It's a strong game.
Thumbs up.
I like it. And then instead of using emojis, they've gone with characters to make a sad face.
Oh.
Sideways sad face. Also like listening it. To the Drive Show while I'm sitting in a 2-hour queue to get a COVID test. You're in a stage one. Yes.
Now, Corey, you've moved up to Tamaki Makaurau.
Yeah.
From whereabouts, and how did you find out about BFM?
My God. All right. So I was in Porirua, right? And, you know, as I said before, was working on Araha Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, I was
What were you doing specifically?
So I was a little cog in the machine, right? I was mm-hmm. getting these drawings.
Such is life, can I just say?
Yeah, of course. Like, first it was getting these drawings done on paper, scanning them, and then turning it, like, into vectors, right?
So we need this vectorized. Corey sorted out.
Yeah.
Sort of thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me.
And then I think it just kind of built up from there, doing a bit of coloring, and then...
Hmm.
You know, slight basic animations. So, yeah, no, it was a fun time.
Sounds like you learn quite a lot in an animation production.
Especially when it's not like my background.
Is it very like Henry Ford, kind of like everyone does like a little compartmentalized bit, and at the end it's like, oh shit, look, it's a thing we did.
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean, like, everybody kind of shares in the tasks as well. So, right. Like, if you know, something needs to be done, just chuck a guy on it.
Right on.
You were saying this was off air, this conversation, yep. that you were Ooh, watching
John,
a lot
bringing
of
the off air
NZ
on,
on screen, and you came across BFM.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, in my spare time, even now, I watch, I don't know if I can swear here, so I won't.
I'll beep
lot.
It.
Beep. So I watched
Corey.
I watched.
Can't say that.
You can't swear, Corey. It would be weird if you swore, man.
I just like I'm a broadcast nerd. I watch a lot of old shit, right?
Yep.
Day in, day out.
Respect
and,
the game, eh?
And I know BFM from its notorious past, right? Like listening, watching news reports and some old broadcasts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Still the same. Still the same as it was back 40, 50 years ago. However old this place is.
Trippy little energy that it's got.
Yeah.
So that drew you?
It did. It did. Like, if I may be honest, right, this isn't necessarily my first time on radio, mm-hmm. right?
You were last Wednesday.
No. So I studied in Invercargill from, like, 2013 onwards, right?
Yeah.
And the only place down there that I could get involved in was Radio Southland. Right, man, the community access station down there.
Right. Nothing, all spades all the time.
Oh, you're not wrong.
Radio Southland.
Smoking pipes?
That's my fucking ute. Radio Southland.
But I mean, yeah, no, I was like getting a bunch of students together. We'd be talking shit, and then we got taken off here because somebody decided to do something very spicy and that wasn't allowed. And then I, you know, came back apologizing and then did current affairs over there for a little bit. And then I just thought, like, after getting the job here in Auckland,
okay.
I was like,
this makes sense. We're like, wow, let's get
the shit here. Rising, full backstory of
rising
Corey.
Star. We've got like, Corey's pretty good. Now we know why.
Yeah.
Okay.
We normally only really know the news people just from who's in that room when I'm making a coffee. I'll just look over and be like, oh, look, it looks like a news person to me. So yeah. They're looking at the computer. It's pretty newsy.
What would you like to play next, Corey?
I have actually forgotten what songs I've listed. So
we've got Prefab Sprout. We've got Benny Sings. We've got Frank Zappa.
Oh.
And I'm excited about all of it. We've got Thundercat available.
Let's go with Thundercat, yeah?
Sure.
Squeeze you tight through the night, but baby girl.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.